vediamo che proprio da questa radice della cupidigia è nata tutta questa crisi.
The world economic crisis that we are living through shows us that greed is the root of all vices and evils, both for individual people and for society. Those were Pope Benedict's words in front of around 35,000 people at his weekly general audience on Wednesday, as he delved into the writings of a little-known author from the 8th century, the Benedictine monk and abbot, Ambrose Outpert. The Pope said that Ambrose, in a time when he saw a thirst for power and wealth, taught about greed being at the root of all vices.
The turbulence of the times in which he lived affected life within the monasteries. And many of his Outpert's writings summon his brethren to rekindle the fervor of their monastic vocation. One of his most widely read works is his conflict between the vices and the virtues, designed to assist his monks in their daily spiritual struggle. For each of 24 vices threatening the soul, he indicated the corresponding virtue that would help the Christian to overcome temptation. Observing the widespread thirst for power and wealth in society of the time, he taught that greed is the root of all vices, and he urged his contemporaries to seek the narrow gate that leads to life.
The Holy Father went on to say that this Benedictine monk also stressed the importance of love in our relationship with God, and that love is the road to freedom.
In his extensive commentary on the Book of Revelation, viewed as a treatise on the Church, Outpert taught that Christ must be born, die, and rise again every day in us, his body. Hence, the Virgin Mary serves as a model of the Church. Indeed, Outpert is considered the first great Marian theologian in the West, and he writes with an almost mystical love for the Blessed Virgin. Love, he says, is the key to our knowledge to God. Intellectual study may point the way, but only when we love God do we truly know him. Following Outpert's teaching, let us strive to grow daily in our love to God, for God.
Of the many thousands of people who had joined the Pope for his audience, many English-speaking pilgrims had come from countries such as Britain, Australia, and the United States. The Holy Father also had a special greeting for the young people of India.
Upon all of you, and upon your families and loved ones, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.
I'm Lydia O'Kane.